אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia, it's Jeremy Jones, the Director of International Affairs of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
Hi Jeremy, thank you so much for talking to us today. The topic of our conversation, I mean, we speak to you about many topics. Today is about the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. First of all, Australia was involved in Afghanistan. There was a Jewish soldier that died, Greg Scher. And the other topic is long-term repercussions for Australia and also for Israel. So let's start first of all. Did you expect the Taliban to take over Afghanistan so quickly?
I really don't think anybody expected it to happen quickly, although there was a great deal to suggest that if the Americans did not leave in a manner which made sure that the Afghani army was able to operate without them, their very close assistance, then it was simply a matter of time. And the reason I say this is because a lot of work had been done in recent years of arming the Afghani army, training the army, having equipment which would help the army, but still in many ways there was a level of expertise that was only being provided by the outsiders. The Afghanis were not there yet. They had an army that, while the Americans were there, while we had allies there, while there were Australians there, was able to carry out missions in a way which showed they had bravery, they had commitment, they had the person power that could do it. When the Americans left, in a way where, with the benefit of hindsight, we can comment, I'm not saying the Americans did anything malicious, but with the benefit of hindsight, you can say there was equipment that could not be operated properly without contractors and without Americans there, particularly, giving their expertise. There were issues of corruption within various parts of the army where there should have been food, supplies going to soldiers, and it simply wasn't going when there were not Americans and others being part of that administrative chain. It showed that even though there were not that many soldiers by any means, the soldiers that were there from America and from the Allies were doing a very important job in allowing the Afghan army to do what it did. At the same time, the Taliban never went away. We have to say, for 20 years, a defeated force was able to be well-fed, remained in training, kept its activities going, developed skills in terms of not just military, but also media and other skills. And we can look around the world and say, how can that happen? Many Afghanis in Australia and elsewhere will say, look at Pakistan. Look at a country which seemed to believe that it was in their interest to back the Taliban, to sustain the Taliban, despite everything that meant for the rest of the world. Yes, as long as we're at the time, Donald Trump last year announced a withdrawal, and certainly at the time, Joe Biden carried out the withdrawal on Joe Biden's terms. There was every reason to expect the Taliban to come back, but unfortunately they came back so quickly there wasn't much chance for many people to get out of the country.
But it seems that it happens so quickly. You did explain that the army, maybe some of them couldn't operate all the modern technology, all the whatever weapons they were given, but they didn't even try to defend the country.
Well, they did in some places, and there are actually parts of Afghanistan which are not under Taliban control still, but they have most of the country. But there were certainly areas where people resisted. But think of this situation. You're asked to, after it looks like the Taliban are coming in, they have the momentum with them, they're attacking you, you are not receiving supplies from your own, you don't have ammunition, you don't have food, you have a choice. Are you going to die? Are you going to run away? Are you going to realign yourself, at least temporarily, with the people who appear powerful as a means of self-preservation? And those were the sort of choices in front of many of the soldiers. I know many Afghan soldiers were brave. We also know that many simply were not in a position in their own minds to be on a winning side if they maintained fighting the Taliban.
We're talking to Jeremy Jones, Director of International Affairs at AJAC, Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Jeremy, 3,500 foreign troops actually died in Afghanistan in the past 20 years. Was it all wasted?
I think with many situations, it takes the benefit of hindsight, looking back. It's very difficult to say from this point in time whether it was wasted or not. Because let's look at a few things. First of all, every soldier, every civilian, everybody who lost their life, it was a terrible tragedy. And particularly the family. For us, I mean, listeners to this program, people in the Australian Jewish community, the killing of Greg Scher was absolutely awful for the family. You know, you can never replace the life that is lost. So you can ask yourself, in the human cost, you can never replace that. So you have to look at the big picture. I've seen interviews in the last few days with figures from a number of places, including John Howard, but military people as well, and analysts who say the mission to Afghanistan originally was to make sure, to the best of the ability, that Afghanistan would not be a staging ground for terrorist attacks on other parts of the world. You can say that's quite cynical. They didn't go in there to save Afghanistan, to rebuild Afghanistan. That was not the military mission. The military mission was to make it impossible for Al-Qaeda, as it was operating, to continuing operating from a safe space. And that happened. It also became a broader mission, though, because you would say if you want to reform the country and change the situation, so Taliban were not going to come back in the same way and just reintroduce a situation where Al-Qaeda or similar groups could prosper, that you would want to have a country that was strong enough to prevent this happening. And there were some amazing things that happened in Afghanistan over the last 20 years. The most important, I would say, was the education to women, the ability of many young entrepreneurs, mainly women, but also men, to start building a more modern country. When Taliban left Kabul 20 years ago, it was a city with very little functioning infrastructure. Now there's been a great deal of investment, which is a worry because Taliban have the opportunity to take advantage of that. But there was some nation changing going on. But in terms of the mission to stop terrorism, you could say, yes, for 20 years that was effective. There was another part, though, where you could say how important it was and why we are concerned now, one of our concerns. While there were American troops in Afghanistan, they were close to Iran. There were American troops in Afghanistan, Western troops in Afghanistan, which would have been obviously of concern to Iran, because Iran, of being as it is, a country which wants to have hegemony over not only its own region, but the broader Middle East and potentially the entire planet, Iran with its global ambitions, would not have liked seeing well-armed, well-trained American troops nearby. They're gone now, but for 20 years, they played a part in the thinking of Iran.
Jeremy Jones, I would like to talk to you next week about the repercussions of the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, the American abandoning or leaving their allies after 20 years, the repercussions to other allies. We'll talk about it next week. Jeremy Jones, Director of International Affairs at AJAC, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.